Do you have an idea for a podcast, but you don't know where to start? Maybe you're overwhelmed by all the tech or you're convinced nobody will actually listen to you. Well, I'm Shauna Game. After 9.5 years as a professional podcaster, at this show, Everyone's Talking Money, and 25 million downloads later, let me tell you the secret to a profitable podcast. It is building a solid foundation, your podcast roadmap before you launch. That's why I created the Podcaster Class, a fast-paced group cohort podcasting for profit 8-week style MBA program. The Podcaster Class is immersive, comprehensive, and insanely motivational. If you want to create a podcast, DIYing a launch is just not the way to go. In the Podcaster Class, you'll get the tools, tips, and strategies to create a podcast that resonates with listeners and one you can be proud of. Get this, 90% of podcasters never make it to episode 3. That's 2.8 million podcasters who just quit. So to be a top podcaster, you only need to publish 21 episodes, but you got to make them good. So in the Podcaster Class, I'm taking the mystery out of how to create, launch, and profit from your podcast so you can create a top 1% podcast just like this one. The May cohort is now open for enrollment. Classes start May 22nd. There are only 15 spots open. You are going to learn podcasting with me and 14 other amazing people. You can learn all the details at thepodcasterclass.com. Use code podcast when you sign up for $100 off. That's thepodcasterclass.com. You know I'm a big fan of enjoying life while still being smart financially. That's why I love ButcherBox. I can get a variety of high-quality meat, seafood, chicken, and pork at an amazing value, all with exclusive member deals delivered to my door with free shipping always. One thing I just never wanted to cut out of my spending plan is eating good food. And with ButcherBox, I don't have to, and neither do you. Where else can you get free protein for a whole year? Yes, you heard that right. One of my favorite go-to dinners is a salmon bowl. I'm not even a huge salmon lover, but ButcherBox's wild-caught salmon is oh so good. I make a nice little marinade, saute some veggies, cook the salmon, and throw in some Weiss. And it is an amazing dinner. If you want to take less trips to the grocery store and always have prepared meat in the freezer for a lot less money, you need ButcherBox in your life. Sign up at butcherbox.com/ETM and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/ETM. Hey, I'm Shauna Compton-Game. This is Millennial Money, and it is that time of year to talk taxes. I'm going to tell you about two places where you can file your federal and state returns for free.
Millennial Money with Shauna Compton Game. It will expand your brain.
All right, so tax time is literally just around the corner, and it's going to sneak up on you before you know it. Like, it's pretty much January, and then it feels like it's April and tax time. There's probably lots of you listening that don't actually dread tax time. I do because I have so many different sources of income. And so it is just a nightmare to get everything pulled together. And some days I actually reminisce about that one time I actually worked for a company and I had a W-2 and filing taxes was so simple. But it literally was. I've only worked for a company one time in my whole entire career. And I often tell people that I am allergic to fluorescent lights. And you may laugh, you may think that's funny, but I've actually realized that about myself. I am an entrepreneur through and through. I think I came out of the womb an entrepreneur. I've always been crafting different ideas and sort of seeing things differently. So that's just the nature of the beast. We have kind of a complicated situation when it comes to tax time. Thank God for CPAs and accountants. They are a dream. When you find the right one, hang on to them for as long as humanly possible. And in case you don't know, normally tax filing day is April 15th, but however, this year it is going to actually be April 18th. So you have until April 18th to file your taxes unless you're going to file an extension. And, you know, most places you have to file a federal and a state return. And so there's been a lot of talk lately about free tax filing, free tax returns. And what I found is years in the past, it actually hasn't been free. Maybe your state filing is free, but then you got to pay for your federal. And I've been really frustrated with that because I just believe, you know, there should be kind of a better way to do this. And so there's two places that I just wanted to tell you about. This is going to be a little bit of a shorter podcast, but I just wanted to make sure and give you this information. And we're going to do a couple more tax podcasts as we lead up to tax day. But TurboTax, and you probably all know TurboTax, that's really the name I think that most people think of when they think of filing their taxes online, right? It's like when we use a Kleenex, or we don't call it we don't usually ask for a tissue, we ask for a Kleenex, and whether it's Kleenex or not, that's just the brand that we associate with that. So well done, Kleenex. We can never call it anything but a Kleenex. And, you know, TurboTax has kind of done the same. And they were really the leaders in filing your taxes online. And so they've come out with a free edition called Absolute Zero, where you can file simple tax returns, your 1040EZ and 1040A. So $0 for federal, $0 for state. And, you know, the EZ filing, it's really great. Maybe if you're a first-time filer or a student and you want easy prep, print, and to e-file. You want to import your W-2 forms, and you want something basically that does all the work for you. I mean, it's fairly, I'm using this in brackets and quotes, it's air quotes, I should say, it's barely dummy proof. You know, you just kind of follow the prompts. You've probably seen a lot of the commercials lately that, that have been out for all of the different online tax filing companies, but it's really free. It's free in those particular situations. But I thought, you know what, that's just maybe not good enough because not everyone's going to file an easy return, right? And some of us have more complex, especially millennials, where a lot of us are entrepreneurs or we have side hustles, we have multiple sources of income. So Credit Karma, one of the go-to places for actually managing your credit, has come up with a truly free return tax return filing system that is just out this year. And they say no upsells, no hidden fees, and it's free for everyone. And so I kind of went all behind the scenes on their platform just because I wanted to see, like, okay, is there a catch? Where is the catch? If there's a catch, I'm going to find the catch. But I couldn't find a catch. I mean, there's a few couple little catches, but they're not a big deal. So you can file the easy returns, but you can file a normal 1040 return as well, which is great for a lot of us. And if you're an entrepreneur where you're a sole proprietor, so you don't have a company set up, you can actually file as well. And, you know, they take 1099s and all sorts of, you know, business deductions and all of those things. You cannot use their platform if you have an S corp, a C corp, or an LLC. So that would be, you know, the area where, you know, most of these online filing companies, at least the free versions, aren't quite up to speed with things yet. I'd be interested to see what happens as, you know, those sort of throngs of millennials really continue to grow up in their careers. And, you know, many of them have either their own business or side hustles and multiple sources of income. You know, a lot of people have real estate and they'll be held in different LLCs. And so it just makes filing a little complex. But it'll be interesting to see if these free platforms really evolve with that as well, or if it kind of takes them, you know, a couple lag years to catch up. So I'm going to make sure and put a link to both of these free filing platforms in the show notes so that you can check that out as well. And, you know, one trick that I use, because I have so many different 1099s coming in and W-2s and all sorts of different sources of income, is I like to create a checklist ahead of time, knowing all the different, you know, 1099s and W-2s that I need to have, because inevitably I can't remember all of them. And so, you know, I'm always like frantic, like, okay, do I have everything? Do I have everything? And so what I like to do as I'm going through the year is to actually keep adding on to that list. So as a company hires me, or, you know, I'm hired by a company for a consulting deal or a partnership or whatever it may be, I actually add them onto this list as we go throughout the year. So then when it comes time for tax time, I know I don't have to, you know, suddenly remember everything, because the memory does start to go after a while. And then I can just check off the list, like, okay, got that one. And then if there's something missing, you know, I can go ahead and call the HR, or call the company and find out, you know, what is the deal with my 1099? Because inevitably there's always one that is really dragging its heels. And so I have to chase after it. But even if you just have, you know, a few, maybe you have, you know, one or two little side hustles, different things like that, it's good to create a list. Also, if you have student loan interest deductions, you're going to need to get all of those forms in order for you to go through, you know, the filing of your taxes. And one last point that I'm going to make on this episode of Talking About Taxes is you actually have until April 17th of this year to make a contribution to your IRA or Roth or set one up from 2016, right? So if you're looking at everything, you're like, oh man, either I have extra income, I really want to do something with it, or, you know, I want to reduce my taxable income, you know, you can go ahead and make a full contribution up to the $5,500 if you're under age 50 by April 17th and still deduct it off of your 2016 taxes. So a lot of times people forget that, but it's actually a really nifty tool, strategy to be able to utilize. And, you know, if you're sitting on some extra cash, why not throw it into your IRA or your Roth and get that deduction, get whatever deduction you can. So remember, it is possible. It is finally to file your tax return online, federal and state, for free. These are just two different platforms, TurboTax or Credit Karma. Make sure that you check out both. Find one that works best with your individual situation, and make sure you go to the FAQs, the facts and questions, because a lot of times they'll say in there, you know, what they won't cover for the free version, and it will help you really decipher which one works best for your situation. So tax time's coming, whether we like it or not, right? This time rolls around every single year. Maybe it's not a pain point for you. I hope it's not. I certainly do. But being an entrepreneur it's great. It has many rewards. But tax time, again, is one of those times where, you know, I just need a few beverages, probably a few cupcakes to get me through, and maybe a therapy session, and then everything will be okay. And once we get past the April 18th, then I feel this great sigh of relief until we roll back around to like October, November, and I'm like, oh crap, tax time's coming in again. All right, so check out the show notes. If you have any questions, you can go over to the website and hit contact me and shoot me over a question. Also, if you have specific tax time questions, let me know about those ahead of time so that we can create some podcast episodes that are really going to answer your questions. Maybe we get a couple accountants or CPAs on, and so we can really dive deeper into some of those questions, because I know it's confusing, and I know that, you know, the end goal, we're all just trying to minimize the amount of tax that we owe. And especially with the new administration in, you know, there's lots of talk about lowering of tax rates, and I think people just don't know how that's going to affect them, or how you should even plan, you know, not knowing what's going to happen. So go over, shoot me a note, let me know what your question is. Again, there are no dumb questions. They're all awesome, amazing questions, and I appreciate you all for listening. You can follow me on Twitter and Snapchat at Shauna Game, and Instagram at millennial_money.